Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
You know, today we're having a chat with Funs. He is out here. He's just finished a keynote, which was pretty good. Well done on that. We're chatting about, you know, what's going on in fintech right now. And also, we're going to start looking at what's going to be happening in the next year or two. So let's kick it off. And, you know, this is a thing on everyone's tongue, especially, you know, honestly, my friends, my colleagues are always talking about this. And it's all about gamification, right? But here's the thing. I mean, I think one thing is to talk about it. The next thing is to really understand what the challenges are in order to get different elements or different components into apps so people can actually start using them. So, you know, let's kick off the conversation and let's start at that point. What do you see as the top two or three challenges to help embed gamification elements or components into apps, fintech apps?
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here. Happy to be. Gamification. Well, the interesting part is it's happening everywhere. I'm looking at my grocery app and I see gamification in there as well. Same for fintech. I think one of the big challenges is the balance, because financial products is serious business. Like, you can, you know, debt, et cetera, is important. And if we gamify that too much, then what will the result be for our consumers, right? If it becomes too easy, I think finding that balance is one very important, but also challenging. But I do believe that the importance of gamification and what we say in a broader term is gaming culture, is understanding and using that to reach this audience. Because if you don't, then working with this particular fintech app is going to feel like we are, I don't know, using the yellow pages to find a number for a company to call, right? It's going to feel outdated. They won't feel connection, which is then the opposite of what you want as a company and a brand, of course.
And I guess you want to enhance the consumer experience. You know, we can come in and we can, you know, do all these fancy things with tech, but at the end of the day, we want to give the consumer the right experience, the right options. And then once we do that, they can go off and make their decision, go on their journey, right? So, you know, just going back to that embedding question, I mean, what are you guys doing when you look at the user journey, the consumer journey, making certain that optionality is useful rather than annoying?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we talked about before, is like, if this next generation is expecting these things of you and your brand, if you won't, you're going to lose the connection with them. It feels like, especially because with this metaverse conversation, or however you want to call it, if things aren't, for example, interactive and stuff is too straightforward and direct, and there's no lot of options for our personalization, which is also something that's very important for this next generation, then it's going to feel broken to them. And again, it's really about, it's not for fun. It's, yes, it should be a seamless experience for consumers, but for this next generation, it's going to really feel like there's companies are speaking a different language to them, which again, they won't understand. So the results are going to be lower than normal. And again, when we then talk about financial products, it's even more important that we do the right thing, right? And then if the right thing means talking their language to get them, to prevent them from making mistakes, to get them to the right products instead of the bad products, this language and this culture and this gamification is very much needed.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
If you were to, you know, just in your experience, you know, pick out the major, let's say, the major benefits of these type of components being added to the consumer journey, to financial apps, what do you think are the, let's say, the top three major benefits for consumers through the embedment of gamification?
I think it's one, it's quicker learning. I think it's easier for people to understand, again, because you speak in their language. It's making it a little bit more fun than, you know, we all started with banks and with the big pieces of paper. The more we can make that seamless and fun, but again, with the right balance, as we mentioned before, that's exciting. And again, I think it's all for the same end result, is that to help people the right way. And therefore, the fun element is important, the language is important, and therefore gamification is important.
You know, we've been through a bit of a roller coaster ride over the last few months in the fintech world, fintech industry. But, you know, we're in September, so we're moving on and we're looking forward to a good Q4, a really good Q4. And then we're looking into 2023 and beyond. And what do you see as the big opportunities that fintech leaders out there can really unlock and explode their companies and explode growth into the new year?
Yeah, good question. I think the one thing that pops in my mind, of course, is decentralization. I know it's a hot topic, but also maybe a scary topic for a lot of people, a blockchain. But I think as soon as companies acknowledge that this won't go away, the better, because I don't think it's going to go away. And therefore, I think it's better for companies to start embracing this and seeing how they can actually play a role in this new world instead of, you know, holding on to their old, hoping that that will last. I mean, we all know the examples of the companies that never went digital, for example, the blockbusters of this world that now literally disappeared, and because they didn't embrace this new technology. And I think it's the same with decentralization and blockchain for fintech companies. And then the other, of course, big opportunity is what we call virtualization, where taking that next step in digital. And again, not because it's cool or fun, but it's because we want to talk and reach this new audience that is going to become more important by the day. The oldest Gen Zers are now 24, 25, basically meaning that some already have full-time jobs, and there's a big group coming that are get their full-time jobs. So education in there, for example, financial education, but also in terms of what you can do on the internet and what you shouldn't do on the internet, all this stuff, there's a role to play for the big fintech players, and a responsibility maybe even. But I see that as an opportunity because this generation is big, it's very important, and they're more easy with money and money flows on the internet than ever before, which is, again, makes it still a major opportunity.
That's a great answer. And I'm going to put you on the spot now. There we go. And to wrap this up, I think I know what your answer is, but I'm going to ask you anyway. And I've been asking this a lot to friends and colleagues that have come on my podcast, the FinTech Scaling Show, over the last few weeks, because I want to gauge the reaction. So here it is: is Web3 a metaverse? Is it a myth or is it a reality?
Yeah, amazing question. I'm smiling ear to ear for the people that can't see me, but it's reality. I think I gave the example on stage as well. The internet bubble was a bubble. It definitely exploded in a lot of people's faces, but internet still changed our lives. We all live on it now, so we can definitely say that. And it's the same with Web3 and this metaverse virtualization evolution that's happening. Especially to me, in the foundational change that is happening to me in terms of technology is blockchain. And although, again, the bubble is maybe already bursting a little bit, I think in 10 years, we won't talk about it anymore because it's such a big part of our lives. So it's here to stay, in my opinion.
Okay, awesome. That's a wrap, mate. I really enjoyed the conversation and looking forward to the rest of the day. And also, obviously, all the insights that you have showed us today. Let's see if they become a reality.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.